and roll. I got Joel Block on the Capital Racer Show here to chat a little bit really quickly and do a promo on his upcoming event. Before we get started with Joel, I wanted to do a quick testimony on everything that I've learned and the different ways that I've grown from being associated to this man who's absolutely amazing, very powerful in the capital raising fund management space. So I'm really excited to have him here. You know, one of the really cool things about having him as a mentor and friend is anytime I have a question about funds, he gives me business advice and has done so for multiple years and got me to the point where I am now a fund manager starting from absolutely zero, not knowing anything about syndication just a few years ago. So with that, welcome, Joel. Really excited to have you here to chat it up a little bit about funds and syndications. So this is something that you're an expert in. Tell us a little bit about what you love about funds. Give us a couple of facts about the industry and what you're trying to accomplish here in your business.
Well, listen, there's a couple of ways to think about funds. You know, most people think about syndications. The syndications are fine. That's one way to do it. You raise money for a project, you do the project, you give everybody back their profits, you give them the money, and then you wind down, you're back to scratch. The difference for a fund is you do the project, you give people back their profit, but you keep the capital to go do the next project because hopefully they're going to recycle it back anyway. So why go back and start writing all brand new documents and do the whole thing? It just is much easier to run the business as a fund, which is a business prospect. And sometimes you'll do a syndication, sometimes you'll do a fund. I mean, the things are interchangeable in some ways and just depends on the kind of projects that you're doing. But it's an awesome business. And we've helped pretty close to 1,000 people get up and running in this business. Well, 1,000 people have come through our symposium program. And probably we've spawned more than 100 funds and probably 200 syndications. And I think that we're getting close to the people that have come through our program raising close to $1 billion in capital.
That's insane. That's insane. So I've sent a bunch of people your way over the years just for you to have a consultation with them. And I've met a bunch of people at your symposium, including John Marion, Dallin Schultz, Mark S.A. Smith, who's also been a guest on the show. Real quick, I want to mention what you guys do over there is you guys give a lot of business advice, which attorneys typically don't do. So can you talk to us a little bit about why it makes sense to get business advice instead of legal advice before starting a fund?
Yeah. You know, listen, the documents have to be written by attorneys. That's mandatory. But the mistake that many people make is that they rely on the attorney for their business advice too. And attorneys are just not in the business of giving business advice. They're in the business of dispensing legal advice. I'm a business advisor. I've been in the fund business for 30 years, venture capital, funds, all kinds of different transactions. I've done about 40 deals in my career. And the one thing that happens is we get an awful lot of people that go to an attorney, writes up their documents, and then the deal is so one-sided or something is wrong with it that the investors don't invest. You know, if the deal's not right, the fish won't bite. That's just the way that it is. And it's not just a matter of having capital raising skills and selling skills. You have to be selling the right product, a fair deal to the investors. And unfortunately, attorneys don't always know what the market is for whatever the deals are that are being done. And so a lot of guys end up making the mistake of having to build their documents twice or doing something twice because they just don't get it right the first time because they miss the whole business side. One part of which, it's not only that the investors won't invest, is that the fees and the structure, the way that they get paid just isn't right. There's something wrong with it. They end up not making the money that they think they ought to make. So a big problem if you just lean on legal.
Let me hear from you. Who is the ideal avatar of the person that goes to your conference? Is it someone that's never done a fund, that's interested in funds, or somebody that's already syndicated that wants to do?
You know, we've had many people that have already syndicated because they want to hear what our formulas are, because we use formulas that other people don't use that help them squeeze hundreds of thousands of dollars more out of their deals. The other thing is there's a lot of guys that have these things built by attorneys and they miss a lot of the business logic. And they end up coming to us to rewrite the whole thing, which is a mess. And then people who are, you know, just they're fixing, flipping one house and they want to be able to do five at a time so they get some economies of scale. And this is kind of on the earlier side. These are guys that typically will raise $2 to $5 million. Although some guys go to 100 million and go crazy and just really catch on to this. But for the most part, it's kind of on the earlier side.
Okay. What's the most fascinating thing that you've experienced as a symposium host over the last 20 years, what do people get the most out of? What have you seen that they request the most?
Yeah, I can tell you for sure. There's a segment on Tuesday morning. The thing starts Sunday evening with cocktail reception. It goes all day Monday. And then Tuesday morning, there's a section on how the syndicator gets paid. And we talk about some formulas. And it takes people about a half an hour to kind of catch on to what's going on in that formula. But once they catch on, it's always a fan favorite. It's always the thing that people love the most, because it is so mind-boggling and it's so different from what they expect. I've been in this business. I started as a young CPA doing tax work at Price Waterhouse for giant syndicators. I've seen thousands and thousands of deals. I accumulated the best ideas from all these different deals into the documents and the way that we put our packages together. And that's what we counsel guys to do is, you know, maybe other people have seen one or two or three or five or 10. I've seen thousands. I've pulled the best ideas. And what we do on that Tuesday morning is nothing short of mind-boggling. People go crazy for it.
Yeah, you guys definitely want to have somebody like Joel in your corner if you're thinking about launching a fund, whether it's for short-term rentals, to increase your firepower for raising more capital in the syndication space. And also, are there are other types of funds that you guys create too for, I don't know if it's crypto funds or for some kind of arbitrage? What are some of the other funds in addition to real estate syndications? And what are some of the ideal mechanisms and structures that you create?
Yeah, we've been involved in a lot of different kinds of deals. So beside buying just regular real estate, whether it's multifamily, development, shopping centers, that doesn't matter, regardless of what it is. But we've also been involved in hard money funds. We've been involved in turnaround funds. You know, I've been involved in what I call the film finishing fund. So people start a film, they fail to finish it, then they got to go get the money. Of course, they get crammed down pretty hard when they surrender their interest. But, you know, I've been involved in all kinds of different deals, and that was really an exciting part for me. And there's some entrepreneurs that come that want to raise capital through the venture markets. And we've helped all these different kinds of guys over the years to be successful.
Any other things that you would mention, things of interest that somebody should find out about instead of going to a lawyer, but go to somebody like you that does business advice?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't in any way want to denigrate lawyers. I mean, you need a lawyer to be part of the process.
You work with a lawyer.
I give people business advice. Lawyers give people legal advice. You put the two things together and you've got just this awesome sandwich that is just really perfect. If you leave one half off the formula, something's going to end up going wrong. And you're not going to know that until you're deep into the deal. And these documents are going to last you for years. So it would really be a bummer to be in a deal where you're dissatisfied with some kind of documents. And you can't go back to the investors and say, hey, by the way, I forgot to put in an important fee, or I don't like the formula that we have. I want to change it. Once it's written down and they start signing, you're done. That's it. You know, there's no going back. And so it's really important that you get it done upfront, just right, the way that you want it. And then you won't have to worry about going back. And I'll tell you, beside 1,000 people having come through the symposium over the years, and this is not in a giant auditorium. I mean, this is for a pretty select group of people that really know what they're doing, that really want those economies of scale. I personally have probably raised close to $100 million from high net worth investors. Most of our guys raise between 2 and 5 million, although there's some that have gone all the way and raised close to 100 million, maybe even a little more. And I know, Ruben, that the guys you learned this business from were guys that I taught the business to. And I think I had a little something to do with you learning this business too. So we've taught a lot of really heroic people how this great business works.
You absolutely need somebody that can provide business advice in your corner when you're launching a fund. If somebody wants to get a consultation from you or get in your ecosystem, find out some of the different things that you teach and get information about the symposium, how do they reach out to you? What do you recommend for them?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to the website syndicatefast.com, and register. We have a giant library, probably the biggest library on the planet, of syndication and fund videos, just kind of the whole idea of how capital gets raised. Nobody's got a library that rivals ours. And we'll put, you know, just listen, we give that to you for free. We just put it out there so people learn it. And by the way, when people look at those videos and they end up coming to the symposium, they come with better questions, ready to really go deeper. And it just makes the whole experience better. So we got a symposium coming up at the end of April 2023. And we'll probably put another one on the calendar for probably a year from now.
Very cool. Okay, so guys, definitely get at least into the ecosystem so that you can get on the email list that Joel provides some amazing content. He's got incredible videos on Vimeo. So with that, I'm just curious, one last thing. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for the aspiring syndicator or somebody that's looking to increase their firepower in the capital raising space?
You know, people talk about the economy and they say, well, I'm going to wait for the economy to get better. More money gets made when markets are down than when markets are up. And having cash is always strong. Remember that your investors have money sitting in bank accounts. And every day that it sits in a bank account, it's worth less because of inflation. And so investors are looking for something strong. Give them a strong idea and they'll come along with you.
Awesome.